We continue this month's audio with a look inside the high-pressure, big-money world of e-sport. What exactly are e-sports? How big has the industry become? And what makes a really great player? Time to concentrate now, as all your questions are answered.
What are e-sports?
They're the professional side of the video game world. Just as with physical sports in the past, the world of multiplayer online gaming naturally evolved to produce amateur teams competing against each other in leagues. From there, the best players in popular video games, such as Defense of the Ancients 2 and League of Legends, are recruited to play for professional teams at world championship level. This usually happens when they are in their mid-teens, as a professional's peak playing age will be 18 to 24. After this, their reaction times start to slow.
How big are esports?
They're already bigger than many traditional sports in terms of audience and prize money. The $20 million in prize money split between the winning teams at the 2016 Defense of the Ancients 2 World Championships in Seattle, for example, made it a bigger affair financially than the U.S. Golf Masters. The most popular esport at the moment, its 2018 season includes 11 major tournaments, and 16 minor ones. For every other popular game, League of Legends, Call of Duty, Halo, Counter-Strike, there is a similar championship. Combine all these together, and you have thousands of tournaments, including teams from all over the world. The big ones have no trouble filling a football stadium with spectators watching the action on video screens, while also being live-streamed to a global audience of millions. By 2020, it's estimated that the total audience for esports will reach 600 million spectators.
What makes a great player?
Above all, great players need knowledge and reflexes. At the professional level, players will train for 12 to 15 hours a day at their chosen game, learning every aspect of it in the minutest detail. Then they need to be able to play with an almost unimaginable level of hand-to-eye coordination. A typical professional player makes an incredible 400 or more actions per minute. South Korean Park Sung-jun holds the current world record, 818 actions in a single minute.
Is this really sport?
It depends on how you define sport. Professional video game playing involves skill, strategy, teamwork, and expert mental and physical coordination, as do classic sports. Moreover, everything about the world of esports echoes the physical world. Some teams are great when playing in online-only tournaments, for instance, but terrible when playing live. Or a team may be brilliant at some levels of a video game, but weak in others. There are also similarities behind the scenes. Professional teams go to training camps and employ nutritionists and psychologists. Players are frequently poached, too, giving teams that are totally multinational, except for the Chinese teams, which tend to be mononational.
Is there a dark side to esports?
Even the best players will burn out by their mid-20s, unable to keep up with the rapidity of those aged 16 to 20. And for every star player who has become rich and famous by then, there are thousands who play obsessively without ever being good enough to make a living from it. South Korea, which is particularly strong in esports, has recognized that it has a real problem: young men becoming addicted to gaming with serious effects on their mental and physical health. In the most extreme cases, people have played themselves to death, not eating, not sleeping, and ultimately dying of exhaustion.